State officials say we're not the only city to see this kind of problem. Four counties in Florida are seeing similar issues with potentially toxic algae in some water. But as for here in Utah,
we're in uncharted waters right now. We've never seen anything quite like it.
Division of Water Quality Director Walt Baker says algae killers would get rid of the algae, but not the potential toxin it has. He says the best way to get rid of the algae is to stop feeding it, mainly from phosphorus from fertilizers and incomplete water treatment. Baker can't say that we will see a massive algae bloom every year, but the conditions are right so they can happen.
Warmer temperatures, depleted water resources, and increasing urbanization.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.